Hello and welcome to the Classical Guitar LPs podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Powell. For this episode, we'll be listening to In the Spanish Style by Christopher Parkening. This is on the Angel record label, which is a subsidiary of Capitol Records. It is S36020. It's from the year 1968, and it is just a tremendous record. Really looking forward to listening to it with you, and we'll be right back. And we're back. Thanks for listening to the Classical Guitar LPs podcast. If you are connected to me in some way other than this podcast, if you're a guitar student of mine, if you are part of the Heart of Iowa Classical Guitar Society, if you know me as a musician, you're going to be aware that Christopher Parkening is literally my favorite guitar player. I could just go on and on, and at the risk of sounding corny or cheesy or anything like that, I just want to say that this record I'm holding in my hand, In the Spanish Style, if I had to give up every single recording except for one, and let me say it this way, if I had to pick one classical guitar recording, I'll leave it that way, this would be the one. The 1968 record, In the Spanish Style. My goodness, I could go on and on, almost ad nauseum for each and every track. The record cover that I have, there are different editions of this. There was evidently a repressing that happened. I happen to have both. Of course, I have both editions. anyway, I have in front of me here, I have the one with Christopher with the... almost a preppy is the wrong word to use, but a classy haircut, the clean cut image. Not there's sort of a 70s where the hair has grown out a little bit longer record jacket, a repressing that Capitol did at a later date of the same record. I have both of them, but this is the original one introducing Christopher Parkening, the young American virtuoso, and my goodness, I just love it. I love everything about these old records. And so anyway, on the first band of side one, we just rip out of the gates with Albéniz. We have Asturias or Leyenda, whatever you want to call it, and my goodness, Christopher plays that remarkably beautifully. And so well, it's just a delight to hear it, no matter if it's the first or 99th time you've heard it. We follow with Hector Villalobos. We have the Etude number 1 in E minor, and that is galloping along at a very, very fast metronome speed, and it's clean and flawless and just beautifully, gorgeously played. We have Hector Villalobos' Prelude number 2 in E major to follow that up. And then we have two Tárrega numbers. We have Estudio Brillante, and we also have Recuerdos de Alhambra. And what an even tremolo, what a remarkably fine attention to detail in the delivery. It's just a beautiful rendition of the classic piece, and I love how Christopher Parkening plays that specific version. And we follow up side A with Federico Moreno Torrobo, the Romance de los Pinos. What I wanted to say with this recording, and I don't know if it's a power thing in my home here in Des Moines or not. I don't know if our voltage is running hot. But I am having to, on different recordings that I have, I'm observing that I'm having to trim this down. This one here is by far the lowest I've had to go. I've had to go to 2.5% beneath on the even dial. So what I mean by that is if I left it zeroed out and if I left my turntable just at stock, I think that it would almost be playing. The first number, Leyenda, in F minor, which would be a half step up, and too fast, and the notes just don't sound right. So I actually go through, and I bring the turntable down, and I make sure it's exactly in tune with the source pitch. I used E, and then I just let the rest of the record play. And so that's sort of my trick with that. But anyway, enough with the nerdy stuff. I want you all to really, really enjoy side one of In the Spanish Style by Christopher Parkening. Here we go. ¶¶
Thank you.
Wow, what a wonderful side of a record. Can you imagine that being your own debut recording? My goodness, what fire and passion and just bravura and phenomenal playing that Christopher Parkening gives from that recording. I can only imagine what it might have been like to have been a young musician and to be surrounded by all the music that was going on in 1968, and to have this be part of that is just utterly astounding. And just think for a minute, we've got the Beatles' White Album, we've got Rolling Stones' record coming out in 1968, Jimi Hendrix, all this stuff going on, not to mention Van Morrison, and all sorts of things going on. Aretha Franklin, 1968 recordings are just absolutely fabulous, and to have this in there as well is just great. So what a great music scene to be part of and to have this be part of. So we continue on with a number that I dearly, dearly love. Side two opens with the Fantasia number 10 by Alonzo Mudara. He capos up and that's up a few steps higher. You're not imagining that. That's not the record player spinning too fast, as we talked about earlier. Then we have a Francisco Guro, a Canarios. And so the Canarios islands, of course, music written sort of in the style, in the feel of that. And this is some old stuff, clear back from 1694. So talk about oldies for a minute there. We follow with three Fernando Sor numbers. We have a studio number 17 in E minor. We have a studio number 19 in B flat major, which is a killer. That's the one with all the bar chords that many people just sort of aspire to do. That's in the someday pile, you know. And then we finish up the Sor section with a studio number 3 in A major, just a treat and a lovely rendition that Christopher plays. And then we have an Antonio Loro. We have a valse Venezolano number 3, and that's just played fabulously. That's been played by a couple of other guitarists on this program here on the LPs podcast, and it's a standard rep thing. It's beautiful. The record finishes out with four preludes by Manuel Maria Ponce, and I have to say, at one point I had a student play one of these pieces for Christopher Parkening in master class, and I'm going to estimate that year was about 2006. In fact, I know it was 2006, and I know why that is. That's because my oldest daughter was an absolute baby. She was just only weeks old, and I had one of my students playing for Christopher Parkening all in that same month-to-month frequency, and my goodness, that was quite a time for me as a young guitar teacher. So we've got number 1 in F sharp minor, we have number 2 in A major, number 4 in B major, and we close out side 2 of this fabulous record with number 6 in A major. And so I hope you enjoy this record as much as I do. That might not be a possibility, but in any case, here comes side 2 of the Christopher Parkening in the Spanish style. Before we go, just want to say, if you're listening out there, give us a shout out. Go to anchor.fm/palguitar. You can find all of the socials there. If you're so inclined, you can donate to the program. I would love to be able to soup up some of my equipment here. I'd love to get a voltage regulator here so I don't have to trim down the LP quite so far every time, and I'd love to just expand on what I'm doing here. So give us a shout, let us know where you're listening from, and most of all, happy playing and happy listening. Thank you for listening to the Classical Guitar LPs podcast, and enjoy side 2. Thank you.
Thank you.